Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today is the 30th, today is the 1st of July, 1st of July 2015. Now, it's a wonderful day. Mercies are new every morning for those who love God. Don't get tired of hearing the mercies are new every morning when we love God, because mercies are new every morning when we love God. We start a brand new day. All the troubles of yesterday, yes, there would have been. And either we have overcome or some lingering, but that does not stop us from having peace in our soul. The peace in our soul comes from Christ, the Prince of Peace. Today we are dealing with faith, faithless, unfaithful and unbelief. This is a very important topic. Faith, faithless, unfaithful and unbelief. Faithless and unfaithful are two different things. Faithless is when some trouble has come so much and your faith has just left you. I've been there after coming to Christ. Faith just leaves like that. But then, let the faith go. We begin to trust Jesus. We still have faith in Christ. We didn't have faith in the thing that we are looking for. The issues that are going on, our faith is no more there, the solution is no more there, but we have faith in Christ. We didn't have the faith in the solution maybe, but we have faith in Christ. I always keep on saying, no, you're not faithless against Christ. You're faithless on the thing that you're seeing, on the thing that is happening, on the circumstances. That faithless, that's okay, but faith in Christ. We keep the faith in Christ, because in 2 Timothy 2, 11 to 13, it says, "For if we died with him, we shall also live with him." That means we died to self. We died to self. Even things are going wrong, we die to self. Don't go around what you're thinking, what your heart is saying, what your mind is saying. We die to that first, because that is from the world, from our training, from our carnal, our natural self. No, we do not want to look at that. We die to self. We live in Christ. They say, when we die to self, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall reign with him. So we will endure in the name of Jesus Christ. We can endure and we will endure. If we deny him, he will also deny us. This one nobody wants to see. Many people don't want to see this. Don't deny him. And by our conduct, we can deny, you know. I'll deal with that another day. So don't deny him. We want to glorify his name. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. So when our faith has gone, our faithless on the issue, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself because he's the truth. Now, there's another situation, Mark 9, 23 to 24. Please take time to read that chapter, because there's a case of a man who has become desperate. From birth, his son has been being thrown to the fire and possessed, demon-possessed and epileptic type and all harming. He's gone to all the doctors and all that. He has come to the wit's end. His despair. Can you imagine a father in despair when a son is really, you know, in so much of trouble? The son may be even dying. How will the father feel? How will the mother feel? The father in despair. He's tried everything. So he came to Jesus. When he came to Jesus, Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." All things are possible to him who believes. If you believe, if you can believe. Because if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. I believe, Lord. Help my unbelief." Now the man knew there is unbelief sitting somewhere. Unbelief is not faithless. Unbelief is on that issue, your heart and mind doesn't want to believe. Because you've gone so many doctors, so many years, the boy, I think must be a teenager, so many years, 10 over years, 15 years, and now his unbelief has setting in. But he wants to believe. I believe in Jesus Christ. I want to believe. But unbelief is setting in. Now, you see, this was a big key for me when I first read it 20 years ago. Because this then told me, that's okay, my Lord will settle me. My Lord will settle me with what is right, what he knows is best for me. Jesus Christ will settle me with what He thinks best for me. He cannot deny Himself. Even when I'm faithless, He is faithful. He will not deny Himself. He cannot deny Himself. He'll settle me exactly the perfect plan for me. So I do not want to look at the solution in my eyes, mind's eye, in my heart. I don't want to see. I want to see, let Lord your will be done. Because you love me. You love me, Lord. Whatever happens, all things, you will make it good. Only for those who love God and are called according to purpose, I give thanks. Therefore, I give thanks. God says, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God for you. The will of God for us is to give thanks in all things, because knowing that Jesus Christ will never let you down, will never leave you or forsake you. So let us surrender and say, Lord Jesus, let your will be done. I believe, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. So I started praying in areas when I get into real difficulties. Help my unbelief, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Solve my unbelief, Lord. Take away the unbelief. And then I begin to cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every spirit of unbelief to get out of me. Every spirit of unbelief to get out of me in the name of Jesus Christ and not to return. I burn you by the blood of Jesus Christ. Spirit of unbelief, I burn you by the blood of Jesus Christ. Get out of me, not to return. Oh, wonderful Jesus, get out of me, not to return the name of Jesus Christ. I have authority over you. My Lord loves me. Jesus loves me. He cares for me. He cannot deny himself. He will do what is best for me. Not what my mind and heart saying, but then when we begin to pray like that, then Jesus Christ of Nazareth, unbelief leaves us, finished. And belief. Now, faith comes, in scripture it says, faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. Faith comes from hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is in Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, this is a very important scripture. It is a big key for me. When I was reading this earlier, I'm talking about only a few weeks after being saved. Faith. How to get faith? And then this is being shown. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is Jesus Christ. His words. Whatever he spoke, the Bible is the word of God. So, immediately what I did, I went and started buying. Those days, they got cassettes. I bought cassettes, the whole New Testament cassette, one set. Because at the time, I couldn't find the Old Testament. So, I went about the Old New Testament. But I wanted the New Testament. Why? It's all Jesus there. And this is where I'm going. I'm going forward. I'm hoping to reach heaven by Jesus' mercy to take me to heaven. Be with Jesus, and Revelation tells all that. So I bought the New Testament, and we kept playing on and on throughout the day, throughout the night. My wife and I will play, and we play for the children also. Now, very simple. Many are doing this. When many do this, they have many remarkable miracles. Just playing the audio. It keeps on playing and playing. There are miracles that have happened for many people. I heard of a case, one person, a man whose head is damaged so badly, and there was a depression there, in accident, the skull broken, so that the depression there. And then after a couple of months, or I don't know, some period of time, a couple of months, suddenly he found that the skull has reformed. And all he was doing is hearing letting the audio play on and on. There are cases the audio is playing softly, without the. There's a case of this testimony I read. There's a case of this woman who had an abusive husband, alcoholic. So what she did was, she so desperate, she'd been crying to Jesus for this husband of hers to be saved. Because she herself in so much trouble because of all this. So she cannot take desperate. So what she did, the man is violent. Remember, I told you all, I was very violent. I was not violent to my wife, but I was abusive in the words. I abuse her with words, but I will not physically touch her. Outside the house, I was violent with people. Violent. I would just bang people, terrible things. So thank Jesus Christ. And naturally, it took me out of all that nonsense. But now, for 20 years, he's kept me safe. He kept me away from all this. Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my mercy. Now, so what she did was, she played the audio Bible very softly, that the man cannot even hear, because he is in another room. She kept on playing. After a few weeks, he accepted Christ and changed. This is a testimony somebody wrote. Now, look, but we know faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God. And that is why I recommend, even for moms who are pregnant, to play the New Testament. And that's where Jesus has given power. He died and rose again. He's giving you power to overcome everything. Play the New Testament, especially the Gospels of Christ. Keep on playing. And it will enter. Some goes through the womb, touches the baby. Every cell of the baby is bathed by the word of God, which is life, is being bathed. Every cell of your baby, every in your womb, not even, oh, can you imagine? The message will be there. The good trees would have been formed in the brains of the baby. The baby listening for a few months like this. We are listening on and on. Our trees will, and all the thorn bushes are being crushed because the word of God is life. It crushed, destroyed. Now there is hope, brothers and sisters. Even if unbelief, there's hope. There's complete hope. Jesus never let us down. This is the truth. My family suffered tragedy. Those who with us will know. Serious tragedy. Just a few years ago, in 2011. Yet, he kept us going. And my words in the first, when I came to minister, the first words are coming out of me. That's him, Jesus Christ. People are wondering, what will happen now? Pastor's home has got this tragedy. Pastor's family suffered this tragedy. Oh, you know what? The word that came out was, my God loves me. My God loves me. And that's the truth. Your God loves you. Loves you to the point that he gave his own life for you. You start thinking, meditating on this. My God loves me. Oh, brothers and sisters, you just hold on. My Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves me. Loves me. And I will grow in faith to faith I'll grow. I'll hear the Gospels. I'll hear the New Testament on and on and on. Because there's power in the New Testament. Casting demon power, casting out. Jesus' power to cast out demons. Demons cannot stand against us. Evil spirits cannot. Our flesh and our heart and mind, we can take control by the power of Jesus Christ. Oh, go and download the audios or buy it or whatever you can do. Download, brothers and sisters, your phone. Wherever you're free, listen. If you're working, just put one ear. Don't put two earphones on, because people get accident using two earphones and crossing the road. Put one earphone. And then your boss calls, you can still hear the other ear, and you're doing your work. And this word of God going inside you. Good trees are forming in your brains. The water is becoming beautiful crystals. What will happen to your health? Fantastic. Beautiful health. Beautiful thinking. Love will come. You love all. And when your love frequency begins to reach, love of God comes into you. Love reaches everybody. They'll be drawn to you. And all good things will come to you, because you will have righteousness, peace and joy. Brothers and sisters, today is a wonderful day. Do this, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.